48 Ways starts out with B'Talmud, the importance of learning. Learning is the most central tool in Judaism for gaining relationship to God. God gave us His Torah, His instructions for living. It is our most direct way to connect with the purpose of life and what God wants from us. It is the key way for us to get in touch with the knowledge that the angel put into the computer of our mind. But there is one problem with learning. The drive to learn starts out as a spiritual drive from the soul. Since it takes effort to learn, the body does not necessarily want to do it. Although observant Jews following Jewish law will make sure to make time for learning, it could be an exhausting body-soul struggle to learn consistently. Today's way, desiring to learn, pushes us to take a step further. To get the most out of learning, we need to get the body involved in it also. To do that, you have to work out what information motivates you and why. Plenty of people are news junkies. They find what is going on in the world fascinating. That is why CNN, Fox, and Sky are so successful. What is Trump going to do today? Will the Democrats win the fight and get rid of him? Will Europe finally do something about terroristic attacks? What is that fascination? We sense that we will understand something more about life from what we see. It could be learning about people and what they do, or the fight between good and evil, or the insanity of the world, or some information that will change our lives for the better. Most of what we think we will learn is an illusion. Although sometimes we do pick up important information, most of the time it is just the background noise of living in the world, where today's crisis is tomorrow's old news. But while we're in the middle of it, it becomes easy to read and learn about it. Rav Noach used to point out that we all have an inner Geiger counter that tells us where relevant information might be found. If someone tells you how many bricks there are in a particular building, the Geiger counter says, not interested. But we can listen longer to a geologist telling us about the different types of rock in the world. But not too much longer, unless we are studying at university. We might have an even greater attention span listening to someone who really knows about plants, although we would get tired of that soon also. But when it comes to animals, we can read books about elephant whisperers and people who lived with lions. And when someone tells us about people, we never get tired of it. That is why you and People magazine sell out and why we read novels. What sets off the Geiger counter? A perception, often subconscious, about how relevant this information is to our lives. Bricks in a building isn't relevant at all. The geology of rocks is a window into God's creation. We feel it has meaning, even though we've no idea what it is. Plants are closer to us than rocks, animals than plants. People and information about them are the most relevant of all. Learn to be sensitive to your Geiger counter because it is a starting point to getting your body interested in the pursuit of wisdom. Torah learning is harder to be interested in than secular information. The body creates more resistance, but you can work to get the body into it by focusing the body on the fact that this is the real information about life from the ultimate source. Tell the body, this is from God, it must be deep. These are the real secrets of what life is about. The Almighty Creator of the world wants me to know this. He wouldn't want me to know it if it wasn't important. When we start to learn, certain parts of the Torah will talk more to us than other parts. Discover what aspects of Torah are more naturally interesting to you. On Yom Kippur night, when it was important to keep the Kohen Gadol awake all night, people would read to him from the book of Daniel and the book of Job. Stories are easier to be interested in at first than difficult Talmudic discussions on Jewish law. The stories of Chumash and Tanakh with the Midrash deal more directly with people and can be used to turn yourself on to learning. For more complicated learning, use the body's natural appreciation for a puzzle. This appreciation is why we enjoy crossword puzzles or chess. You can use it to get involved with Torah learning also. The rabbis intentionally set down important principles for living in collections of wisdom like Pirkei Avos as puzzles to be unlocked so that you would be involved in working out the understanding. Be fascinated at discovering, what is the obvious question here? How could they say that this is true when the life I see in front of me seems so different? Doesn't this idea seem so obvious that they shouldn't have to tell it to me? It takes time for most people, but the style of the Talmud, questions upon questions upon questions, makes learning into a complex puzzle. To the true Talmud scholar, there is no greater pleasure. For many people today, a taste of mysticism helps to connect them to the motivation to learn, although the body of Kabbalah can only be learned by someone who has mastered all the basics of Torah, some Kabbalistic insights can motivate people to see that the Torah is a connection to something deeper and greater. Books like Derek Hashem and the Tanya can serve as gateways to wisdom. The rabbis say, always a person should learn what his heart desires, although we have a responsibility to work on knowing all the Torah. By starting with what we are most interested in learning, we can develop the energy to learn it all.